Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Brianna. Can I please get your zip code and name?
Yes, my name is Randall Roarig, R-O-A-H-R-I-G, zip code 24740.
You say what is what, sir? To what?
I'm sorry?
You say your zip code is to what, sir?
Oh, 24740. I'm looking at a charge on my credit card, apparently on October 12th, to Ultimate Transformation for $49.97. I'm trying to inquire what that was for and why you charged my account.
And how you spell your last name, sir?
R-O-A-H-R-I-G.
Okay, and verify the address for security purposes.
My address is 1512 Princeton Avenue.
Okay, Princeton, see, West. I got 2512 Princeton Avenue, Randy Roaheig.
That's not me. I'm at 1512 Princeton Avenue, and I don't know what that charge was, and so that's
yeah, it was
calling.
Put in wrong. What is your email address? Is it 304-887-74950 at protonmail.com?
God, I've retired, and all my secretaries used to take care of all that for me.
Okay, so the last four, your car number 0492.
Let me look. Yes, it's 0492. Yes, you're right.
Okay, it looks like somebody, I don't know who did this, but it looks like everything was done crazy, but you weren't charged at the climb. It was on the date of the 12th, right?
Yeah, that's what shows up on my credit card.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like... That's crazy.
Well, your guess is good as mine, dear. I don't know what... I'm an old man now, so I just, you know, I try to look at my bills and...
Okay, did you receive a tracker tag from us?
A what?
A tracker tag.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it has to be fraud. This has to be fraud. Because what that tracker tag is, it's a low-energy Bluetooth signal. What it is accurate, accurate location with GPS. You know, you can drop it in, like, your book bag, you know, or, like, your kid's book bag. You know, it tracks it and everything. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, and I did not.
Okay. What I was going to do is, sir, go ahead and transfer you to the fraud all the way over with, because the address is wrong, the name is wrong, but your card is on here, so it looks like it's fraud.
I'm sorry. I didn't want that to happen, but...
It's okay. Hold on one moment while I document the account.
Okay.
Do you have any kids' name, Randy?
I do have a child, and I have grandchildren.
Are any of their names Randy?
No, that's me. I'm Randall, but...
It looked like they tried
to
put the address in backwards and everything, but they used your card.
Oh, shit. Wow. Okay. This was not what I expected.
Or maybe one of your neighbors did it.
I'm surrounded by police officers in my new place. I mean, I retired in November of last year, and I had to sell my house and sell my land, and my wife divorced me.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You're 29?
I was 29 years and married to her. And I think she got a BBD, girl.
Well, I mean, I thought it meant something else because I'm mixed. But I don't know. Maybe I don't know what to tell you on that one. I mean, I was in a relationship for 10 years and I got out of it. And thank God I was not married. So but I would might as well say I was. Come along. I'm sorry that's happening to you.
Yeah. And so, you know, I've moved into another building, which is where I used to practice law. Practiced law for 42 years. And the only thing...
did you graduate it?
Did I what?
You graduate?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm still a lawyer.
Okay, then. I need me a lawyer. I'm trying to get my son back.
I hear you. No, I used to do all that stuff
for a long time. Like his grandmother, I have visitation, and she doesn't go by the visitation or anything. It's innocent court order.
Where are you?
I'm in Alabama. What?
I got one of my brothers in Alabama, but he's a dickhead. So you want to call
a lot of them down here are like that.
Yeah, no.
The judge was like that. It was horrible.
No, I get it. I get it. Several of my friends came up here from Alabama, and they were running from the divorce judge because they wanted to be free. And those asshole white guys down there weren't letting them be free. So I did all I could up here to help. And we finally got rid of Alabama's jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Your state is, I'm sorry, but it's fucked up.
It is, especially with the children, you know.
Yes. No,
but
no.
I go to court in 2 weeks, and they gave me an appointed lawyer for $500, but I don't think I want to pay that appointed lawyer for $500 if I'm not going to get my son back that day. I haven't even talked to the lawyer or anything. He has not reached out to me or anything.
Oh, my God. That sounds as bad as when I...
Well, you know how they give you an appointed lawyer with the people, you know, trying to, you know... When you go down there and do a contempt order for the order for her not going by visitation. So they gave me a lawyer, but I haven't even heard from the lawyer. So I'm just like, why am I going to pay $500 in court in 2 weeks? And I haven't even heard from the lawyer. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, I do, 100%. And we have some of that same problem here in West Virginia. And that's why the judges want me to come back to work. Because I'm good at all that. Up here, but yes, you know, I understand your frustration.
I don't think I have to pay that, Donna, because I haven't even sat down ahead of anything with her. I can just appoint it myself, right?
Well, yes, you could. Do you have a hearing date?
Yeah, November 17th.
All right, we got to make sure you go then. You got to make sure you go to show the judge you're interested.
I am. It's been about 3 years since I haven't. Since this court date's been going on, his grandparents had custody of him for a while, but during those 3 years, she has not been letting me see him, but she's been letting me now this past month because we got served papers, and she knows she's going to go to court for not letting me see him, and I'm trying to get custody back. And I had my apartment for a year and everything, so I've been doing everything. I'm clean, so I believe I'll get him back, hopefully, or he at least tries to do visitation, you know what I'm saying, something about visitation.
Right. Now, does Alabama do EHHR to help with that?
You said what?
What?
You said what?
I said, does Alabama DHHR help you with the reunification of your child? That's what they do here.
No, they took themselves out of the case 3 years ago. They used to help me, though. They used to help me with visitation. That's when visitation was met, because when DHR was involved, she made sure she let me see him. But when DHR moved themselves out of it, she don't let me see him. She ignores my texts, my calls. But I have all the documentation.
See, that's I was going to say fucked up, but I won't say that because that's not polite to talk to a lady.
Mm-hmm.
But that is.
But it is here. Messed up. You're right. It's messed up. Like, you don't know how sad I be sometimes. It's depressing.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because here, you know, I only know about, you know, West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio. I don't know anything about Alabama. But here, the court stays involved in the case, and they make DHHR stay involved in the case when there's been a grandparent or another guardian appointed, and there's been an order allowing visitation and contact and all that stuff while they're monitoring your improvement. I mean, that's how we do it here. God, when I used to do that work, I'd have comeback calls 10 years later to take care of the kids and take care of the parents when they've done everything they could do, and they're great and they're good. And shit, I don't understand why Alabama doesn't do the same thing. I can't believe that DHHR just dropped you.
Well, they dropped themselves. I don't know. I guess because I got upset in the courtroom with the HR, DHR asked, can he get out of it? But my caseworker, she didn't want to get out of it. She felt so bad for me. She was, like, you know, really there for me.
Yeah. Could you reach out to her?
Mm-mm, she no longer is worth there because I actually called her to try to get some information on what I need to do before the court date, you know, be prepared for it, and she's no longer there.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the people that work there, they're, you know what you said, the people HR, they're not no good up there in that case office. And the people that I'm going to court with, that's their grandparents. They're black, but I'm white, and they call me trailer park trash. But they work for the state. I believe she knows the judge.
God, I'm sorry for that.
It's okay because I've been doing good for a year and everything, and I believe I'm going to have some good results coming in that courtroom because at the end of the day, she still didn't abide by that court order.
Yes, yes, and you will. Got to make sure you show up, get prepared with all your documents that you have, and make sure the court knows that you are interested and you love your child and you've been denied visitation, and I wish you the best of luck, dear.
Okay, sir. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to the fire, and I hope everything works well with you as well with your situation.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
All right.